wanted to play.
He had no care in the world.
Because he said, I only want to play for that team.
Hold on. Because that's
how you know. How do you know?
No, I heard your words. I'm right.
I said Watson.
If they would have lost.
I didn't guarantee the win, though.
Meanwhile, you got the Steelers there, so don't even bring your name up.
I'll
give another example.
You misunderstand me. Not because
that's crazy. You're saying
that's me, nice.
All right, we are back on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by
Unsolicited Role Models. Role models you may not want, but you may just need.
So we got a first-time guest on, the creator of the name Dougie and the Boys, Nicole. Nicole, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, gentlemen.
Yeah, no problem. So let's get started. Same shit, different year with the Miami Dolphins.
That's just about right. I've been a Dolphin fan since I was born. Literally. I'm from Florida. Long suffering. Other than the year after I was born with the perfect season in 1972, they just let me down every year. They build my hopes up, and it gets to the end, and the same crap happens.
Why do you think that is?
Because she was born?
What'd he say? What'd he say?
I said, because you were born after they went undefeated, and that was it.
No. I was born in 71, and then they went undefeated in 72.
Damn it.
Yeah, they peaked. They peaked. So, I don't know. I don't know if it's that they, you know, they get all this steam and they get going. And, I mean, this year, I really think injuries played a big part with the defense. I mean, we had six of our starters out for the Kansas City Chiefs game. And let's not kid ourselves. They are a South Florida team, and playing in the cold is, you know, not their thing. But I just think I don't feel like they showed up. They really didn't. Tua just was, like, not there. It was not a fun thing to watch. I left before I turned it off before the game ended. It was too depressing.
She was throwing shit in her room.
Hmm?
Literally throwing shit in your room, just like, nope.
No, I actually got Dave to watch the game with me. Of course, the one game he watched.
Maybe he was the bad luck charm.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm going to go with. But it happens every year. Like, I don't know. They just always fall apart. They never, it's like they don't know how to finish. I don't know. Their offense, I'm not going to complain about it. Like, offense is awesome.
They weren't the only team that crumbled.
What?
They weren't the only team that we were surprised lost.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wasn't surprised they lost in Kansas City. Not that I wanted that to happen, but I mean, I wasn't surprised. I wasn't surprised. Yeah.
Dave, you were riding Miami all year. What do you think went wrong?
I don't know. I really think it was that cold, cold weather. But at the same time, at the end of the season, we saw Tua was slowly downgrading of how he played at the beginning.
I agree.
But also, I think they lost people at the wrong time.
They what?
Lost people. Giga was out. Phillips was out. Like, they lost people on defense that were game changers to that game.
For sure. I mean, we had six starters out for that game.
Yeah. So it kind of, like, ruins that whole scheme you have.
It really, and I think it really took an emotional toll on the team. I think it was, I think it was a morale thing. You know, they finally had all their players back on offense, but I don't know. I felt like watching Tua, I know it was cold, but he sat there on the sidelines the whole time, and like there was no excitement, there was no motivation from him for the players. I just felt like he should have been a leader and sucked it up. I don't care that you played in, that you're from Hawaii and you played in Alabama. Come on, put some warmers in your gloves and your shoes.
I was speaking to a lot of people and they were saying how like he sat there like he was super cold instead of walking up and down the sidelines, running around.
Oh, I think we lost her.
She had a phone call, probably.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Because I don't know, they just played terrible. It's either they have a fast start to the year, and they decline, or they start the season like 1-7, and then they go on a nice winning streak.
Yeah, it was bad. I don't have Peacock, so I didn't watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But like looking at the highlights and everything, people posting stuff, it was bad.
Yeah, but I mean, they had the game was still close no matter what. They would have put runs on it. They would have probably won that game, but they didn't. They didn't.
Yeah, 7 points is just as surprising to me.
Yeah, just that for them to have 7 points and then that's it. Like, come on.
Against the top team in Kansas City, which I'm afraid they're going to go on a run again.
Yep.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking they may go on a run.
If they get past Buffalo and Baltimore goes, I think Baltimore stops them.
I think you got to take Nicole out and bring her back in.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. I got a phone call that I had to answer.
All good.
When I lost you guys, when you, Dave, you were saying that people, and I apologize for that. I have like about 5 more minutes, but that people were saying that Tua just, he just was doing nothing on the sidelines, right? Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Yeah. And no, they said there was like basically no fight in him, no energy.
Like I felt like he gave up before the game even started. I mean, I know, like I said, I know you're cold, but this is like the playoffs here.
Yep. And I mean, but this is also typical Chiefs, we were saying, where it looks like they're about to go on a run again.
Yeah.
Didn't play well all season, and the playoffs come, it's a whole new ball game for them.
I'd rather that way than than what I'm going through, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm ready to just throw my hat into the Detroit Bowl and root for the underdog. That's my MO right now.
Well, I'm going for the Texans.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I think I would like Green Bay to go. That would be a surprise.
That's my other one I'm rooting for. I have a reason for being against the Niners, so I'll keep that to myself.
All right, so while we have Nicole here, Nicole, what's your Super Bowl matchup?
I'm afraid to pick at this point because I think I put the mush on whoever I pick.
Go with the gut.
I'm not even going to go there. I'm just afraid at this point.
I wouldn't mind a Green Bay Houston.
Two underdog teams. That's not bad.
Okay. All right.
Or maybe Jimmy? Detroit Houston, maybe.
Detroit, Houston.
I'm just saying. My matchup would probably, I want to say Buffalo and San Fran. What I still have it as.
Yeah, Buffalo is. I mean, Allen is just.
Allen's playing out of his mind.
He really is. Like he is. When we played him this last time, I wanted to hate him, but he's so good. He's really, really good.
Here goes Doug trying to get the Baltimore San Fran freaking.
There we go. Since the beginning of the year.
What is that? What is this?
Our picks.
Doug has San Fran and Baltimore.
That's not a bad pick. That's not a bad pick. I can't root for San Francisco. I'm sorry.
Well, with Jonathan at the start of the year, he picked the Chargers against the Lions, so he got one half of it correct.
All right.
Well. My pick went straight to shift, like fast.
Yeah, you had Miami and Philly. That fell apart real fast.
I had Buffalo and Philly.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm sorry my guys let you down. I mean, Philly let you down, too. Jeez.
Yeah.
What happened to them?
This pick was before the season started, and they were looking good all season. And then
they started 10-1, and then went 11-6.
Yeah.
What happened to them? What happened to the Eagles?
Who knows?
A lot of injuries.
Jalen Hurts fell apart.
Yeah, that whole team did.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was hard to watch that last game. I mean, they let the Giants beat them. Sorry, Dougie.
Hey, I could take a win. So,
however you get it, right?
Yeah, a win is a win.
But a lot of those teams they were saying went. like 1-5 against teams above 500.
Yeah, that happens. That's why you can't ever underestimate those teams. You can't underestimate them.
Nope.
You know? But listen, I hate to do this. I'm going to have to leave you guys. But I think I'll have to be calling in a little more frequently because this is fun.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Sports with at home.
Yeah, we know that. We know that. Bye, Nicole. Thanks for joining us.
See you tomorrow if you're in work.
All right, take care.
Bye. Thanks for having me.
Bye.
First time
problem.
Caller, long time fan.
Appreciate it. All right, so boys, we talked about the Dolphins, the Eagles. Mike McCarthy is returning to the Cowboys. Is that a good move or a bad move by Jerry Jones?
Bad.
Yeah, but you can't really blame the guy. They won 12 games every year he was there.
He's been there for how long? 3-4 seasons? And either first-round exits or divisional round exits. And this is the year they were supposed to go far because they had a 2 seed and they're playing the 7th seed and they didn't show up.
Yeah, but still.
They have all the momentum going into that
But if you're gonna get rid of McCarthy, then you gotta get rid of Dak.
No, not necessarily.
Yeah.
Who's the one behind the ball?
Not if you
bring who's calling the play? Who's the one behind the ball?
Yeah, but do you really think that playoff game was all Dak's fault?
I'm saying, but if you get rid of McCarthy, get rid of Dak.
I'm going to say this. I think Dan Quinn's gone anyway. I think he goes to a head coaching job.
Yeah, Dan Quinn is probably out the door.
Gone. I think he's going to leave. And then you're going to see big problems with that defense. Because whoever becomes the defense corner of that team is going to get blessed. But also have a curse. Because they'll start off great. Because they have all the people coming back. But also, it'll be his scheme. And it probably won't turn out well.
But it's not like they lost to a bad team. They played against Jordan Love. And no one was expecting him to have that game that he did.
No, but even though it was a game that you were supposed to win.
Who said?
Just, all right, fair enough. But
who said? No. The Eagles were supposed to beat Tampa. Did they beat Tampa?
No, but we all said that Eagles were going to beat them.
Yep. A lot of people said Miami was going to beat Kansas City.
And we all said Dallas. Yeah, a lot of people said that they were going to beat them, but they didn't.
You're looking at the two hottest teams right now in football, in Houston and Green Bay.
The future.
Yeah.
CJ Stroud is looking like he was a number one pick.
Yeah. Well, I think CJ Stroud went to a better team because that team was already, even from the year before, was showing a little bit of glimpse.
They won what, 3 games?
Like 5?
No. They won like 3 games.
Like 5.
They won 3. They weren't that good.
Yeah, I think they won 3 games.
All right, but still. They got
their best receiver at that time.
Wasn't Robert Woods, was it?
No, it was Brandon Cooks, I think it was.
Brandon Cooks, when he was there, yeah.
He was their best receiver, and then they lost him. And everybody's like, oh, they have nobody. Tank Dell ended up coming out of nowhere.
Nico Collins. Scherzer, Schertz, whatever his name is, from the tight end from Dallas.
Oh, Schultz,
that's it, Schultz.
Yeah.
And Singletary from Buffalo. Like, definitely, those are people that came out of nowhere. But we'll see how they, because I think they win this game against Baltimore. Definitely going to be an eye-opener for people.
Well, I think they'll be one of the teams to go to the Super Bowl if they beat Baltimore.
Yeah, definitely.
If they beat Baltimore, they're going to the Super Bowl. I still think it's going to be Buffalo, but I think Houston beats Baltimore. There's no reason why they can't beat Buffalo.
For Houston, they have to go play in the cold against Baltimore. And it's hard to play in that cold weather. That's why if you say like if Buffalo goes to Baltimore, there'll be no problem because both teams are used to that cold weather and that turf or the grass. Wherever the field is, they're used to it.
Where's CJ Stroud play in College.
OH, baby. OHIO.
Where it's cold.
Okay. But does, what about his other players?
Who cares? As long as that makes no sense, though.
Would he play in the warm?
But as long as you have CJ Stroud, that's all that matters. It's the same Houston team as last year, except for CJ Stroud. Realistically,
I don't think that's the same.
If your quarterback is cold, it's gonna mess up your whole game calling, the way they throw the ball. Now more of the receivers. The receivers are running routes again.
They're gonna be running the ball a lot more. And Baltimore's not letting them run that ball.
Why would they run the ball if they could throw? He's got receivers that get over 100 yards a game.
Yeah, but every game you need to run the ball. Like, you can't – if you run the ball, it opens up the passing. If you don't run, they're going to keep one-on-one on the players. It's going to be a man-to-man coverage. Once you run the ball, you have to play a zone.
Yeah, but TJ Stroud's been winning games with his arms. Come on.
Yeah, they're not running the ball in Houston.
He's winning games by throwing it with his arm.
We'll see. It's gonna be a good, interesting game.
It will be. So let's get to our bracket now and see where we think this Super Bowl is going to end up. It's crazy to think that Tampa Bay or Detroit could end up in the conference championship. What a weird NFL season this has been. Green Bay, great story. Houston, another great story. I'm very afraid, as much as I love Buffalo, I'm very afraid Kansas City is going on another run and will be in the conference championship again. I have that feeling about Kansas City. I just do. All right, so let's get this rolling. Jimmy, you got a point?
I was going to say, I think it's looking like the fact that they could be on a run. But at the same time, I don't think their offense could deal with. Because I think they got lucky against Miami because they just looked like shit.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think because the only thing you got to do is take Travis Kelce away and then you have to rely on the other receivers. And the running game, and that's really it. Buffalo's not letting them run down the field. So it's going to be a pass game where they're going to get hit.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you can start your bracket.
All right, so I think we each should do a game. I would give Jonathan a game, but he's not here.
Which is a consensus. It'll be easy because it's only four games.
All right, let's do it that way.
It's easier. Last time was...
All right, Green Bay and San Fran.
I love that.
I didn't even touch anything.
Bullshit, you didn't.
No, I didn't. I was doing the bracket.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's do Green Bay and San Fran. I like Green Bay.
It's going to be tough.
I'm going to stick with San Fran being home. I think they're a better team.
I want Green Bay to win, but I'm still going to go San Fran.
All right, Tampa Bay and Detroit. I like Detroit.
I like Detroit.
Detroit.
I just don't trust the pressure. If they get pressure on him, and you know the defense comes after what's his name?
Goff.
No, the other side.
Oh, well,
Baker
Mayfield.
He throws, and Detroit's known to have good defense.
It's their front's decent. They'll get to the quarterback. It's the corners. They have a lot of trouble with the corners. Given up. What's their corner's name? I forgot what it is. He's given up like so many numbers against him. It's like he's like number. He's like last in the corners' stats.
Yeah.
All right, Kansas City, Buffalo.
I'm going to go Kansas City.
Yeah, I'm going to Kansas City, too.
I'm going to go Buffalo.
I just feel like Kansas City is going to go on a run again. I just have that feeling. Houston, Baltimore, Houston.
Houston.
I'm already out, so go ahead.
All right. All right, let's
Baltimore.
Let's do the. Let's do conference championship. I like Detroit.
I guess the Niners.
San Fran. They're gonna have too much offense.
I'm gonna go San Fran.
It's between Christian McCaffrey, Debo Samuels, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle. It's
now that defense against Goff.
Yeah, that defense not letting Monte Brown out of their sights.
All right, Houston versus Kansas City, just because of where the game is being played, Kansas City.
I'm going to go Houston that game.
I'll go with Houston.
Shit. So this is the first time we've had Houston in our Super Bowl bracket. San Fran, Houston, Houston.
San Fran.
I'm going to go San Fran if it has to come up to that matchup.
Yeah, I trust that defense over.
Would love Houston to win it, but I don't know. It's tough. I mean, then again, we've seen the Cowboys go down, the Dolphins go down, like
the Steelers go down, Giants go down, Patriots go down, and Bengals go down.
Playoffs,
playoffs, my guy.
No, but all our teams have went down.
Yeah,
hey, at least my made is playoffs. That's all I gotta say.
You're still on the couch with us, Jimmy boy.
Yeah, you're still on the couch.
As my boys were saying, we're in Cancun right now.
But I do have a point about the Steelers right after this quick commercial break.
Oh, great. Is it revenge for last week?
Huh?
Is it revenge for last week?
No, it's something I saw from Dan Orlovsky.
Okay.
All right. Right after this quick commercial break, we'll have my point about the Steelers and what they could do to be a real threat.
MVP quarterback. And then the other quarterback we have is Derek Carr.
Everything happens to me. Zach Wilson getting hurt happens to me. Not getting let into Bar A happens to me. Going to the hospital after the Jets beat the Titans happened to me.
Did you not say Joe Burrow?
I said Washington.
You said Burrow.
No.
Well, what about Tampa? Oh, never mind.
With piano, I actually played piano from third to sixth grade.
The best one I did was when I did the whiskey glasses and the...
Look at you in the mirror and see what you look like.
I'm not the president.
Lamar didn't really get started until the second season.
I'm going to say this.
Don't go there.
You got to feel a win somehow, some way.
Wanted to play.
He had
wanted,
no care in the world because he said, "I only want to play for that team."
Hold on.
How do you know?
No, I heard your words. I'm right.
I said
here.
Watson. No. They would have lost. I didn't guarantee the win, though.
Meanwhile, you got the Steelers there, so don't even bring your name up.
I'll give another example.
You misunderstand me.
That's crazy.
You're saying that's be nice.
Somewhere the Devils blew this game. Another game giving up 5-plus goals. And it's frustrating. And I'm just sitting there, I'm thinking to myself, you can't make these sloppy turns.
Wait, you're on a run?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. After starting, wait, what were you? 1-6?
Oh, fuck.
Now you're on a run?
Yeah. You
oh,
might,
my
wait.
God.
We won
but it's wrong time. For me to say the Patriots are going to go on a run.
First round picks.
Yo, Jimmy. Hold on, Jimmy. Step it up real quick. You made my point. Step it up real quick.
But he's definitely not what the trophy he's gonna have.
But that's not the point we're making.
You saying in the beginning of the show?
Oh, no,
Tampa was, Bay World on, Series.
Don't even go there. First of all,
we have the clip. No.
Yes.
Oh, they oh it's must nice. Be nice.
Be here.
Must be nice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. You can follow us on all your podcast applications, YouTube and Facebook Live, Saravo Broadcasting, the Doug Saravo Show. Also, give a follow to our sponsor of Dougie and the Boys, Unsolicited Role Models, the role models you may not want. But you may just need, they posted a clip of David today where he was covering the wrestling event for Body Show Promotions, right? That's the name of it?
The boxing event for Body Shop Promotions.
Body Shop, that's right. And they also did, they have another interview dropping soon, so we appreciate their work that they've been doing. So I saw a clip, I believe it was Dan Orlovsky that said it, that the Steelers should go out and bring in Kirk Cousins.
I already knew that. I've been hearing this all week, and I agree.
And I think that would be a good move for that Steelers team. They went 10-7 with their quarterback issues. Mike Tomlin's teams are always consistent. They never have a losing season. They just go 8-8. They're never 7-10, 6-10. Never had a losing season. So if the Steelers go out and get Kirk Cousins, I think they could be a team that wins that division.
Maybe not win a division, because you can say the same thing about the Browns. They're also a quarterback away from winning.
But aren't they looking at Russell Wilson right now?
As I was saying too, I've been saying this, Russell Wilson or Kirk Cousins would be a perfect fit for us. If he gets, Denver cuts, because he's not cut yet.
No, they're going to try to trade him first.
And if they're going to try a trade.
They're going to try to trade, but they also cut him too.
No, I think they try to trade him away.
Jimmy, who's talking in the background?
It's my grandmother in the fucking back. I don't know why she's yelling.
Oh, all right. I thought maybe you had a TV on. Okay.
She gets like me sometimes.
You got to close the door, Jimmy boy.
Do you see a door? Do you see a door?
I think it's all right. If it's someone actually talking, I think that's great. If it's not a TV, it's fine.
I'll put a screen right there. So freaking.
Ever come on?
Hell no. Wait, let her be. Let's continue with the.
I'm not gonna lie. I thought that was at Doug's house for a minute.
Why?
I just thought it was like your mom or something in the background.
That's what I thought too.
Because I didn't think like Jimmy's grandmother would be like loud or like we never hear.
She's usually not loud unless she's talking to my aunt on the phone, and that's probably what it is. Maybe my dad.
Must be nice. 19.
You pay money for your own house, and this is what you get.
Must be nice. Put the terrible towel over your head.
Let me fix that for a second. In the first one, I
thought was, is it for breath? What's he doing? That's
who I got. I dropped my liability, though. Imagine she's like, don't tell me what to do, Jimmy.
I don't care, Jimmy. That's funny. I thought it was you had the TV on.
Then I shut up, don't I? Your father said shut the F up right now.
No, I'm sorry. A year. Just mute his mic, bro.
That was great. Oh, man. Must be
nice. Oh, I didn't mute it.
Must be nice.
Must be nice. All right. That's funny. That was funny.
I thought she was going to beat your ass, Jimmy.
No. Because, I mean, sometimes when I'm on the box, I do the same thing, but then I quiet down.
You had me cracking up.
That is what it is.
You're that was sports entertainment right there, bro.
Yeah, I thought maybe you had like the TV on. Like, I'm like, come on.
Because last time, I mean, because Dave heard the TV and I muted it. Because
yeah, that was fun. That was funny, Jim.
Oh, no,
getting
we were the football game.
Huh?
Yeah, we were hearing a football game.
Yeah, because I had it on before we started.
All right, so let's talk some Patriots. The New England Patriots, and this was after that Dave said they were going to go on a run. They had one of their worst seasons ever. They were an embarrassment to New England. Like, and here he is supporting this team. No, I'm just kidding. I love trying to rile up Dave, but Gerard Mayo is their new head coach. What do you think about Gerard Mayo as your new head coach?
It's a tough one because I did not see him as a head coach like material just yet. You got other people that were higher candidates than him. Could have brought back Vrabel, could have done a ton of different opportunities. But they went with the guy who's been there, I guess, loyal to the team the longest.
Yeah.
But as a defensive player, I mean, I guess the defensive player, it could work out because you see the opposite side of the field. You're actually playing that, so you might, you know, see something as a head coach on a defense and be able to call an audible or call play. But, you know, I don't know what we're going to get out of it, to tell you the truth.
So what do you think about the comments he made? He said he had to get away from Belichick.
Well, I didn't hear that, but
he said something like, I guess he left maybe, and then he came back. He had to get away from Belichick for a while. So do you think some of the players like playing with Belichick?
I think some players like playing with Belichick. But some players can't handle Belichick's bluntness. Like, he'll tell you how it is. He has no care. You're either going to learn from him or not. And some people see that as an opportunity to be like, I got to work harder. I got to work smarter, you know, physically. And some people say it as, no, he's just an asshole coach.
Because I really thought they were going to go with Mike Vrabel.
I mean, there was a ton of people that they could have gone with, and they didn't. So I think everybody's surprised they went with him. I think even New England fans are surprised. Some may be happy, some may be not. But at the end of the day, we have to take him. I think Jimmy just got a call from his dad telling him.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Told him, don't ever tell your grandma to lower her voice again in her house.
That's what I'm thinking again. That's what I'm thinking right now. We lost Jimmy for that reason. I think he got that call. That was funny. That was like prayer entertainment.
I tell you, WWE got nothing on that right now. Jimmy's grandma was going off.
Yeah, that was great.
What happened?
What happened?
Nice.
No, my dad called me. No, he was calling. He was calling because it's snow tomorrow.
He said, "Don't you talk to your grandmother that again."
No, he also said. When I'm on the phone, she can be loud all she wants. I'm like, okay, I don't give a fuck.
Sure. No, I don't care either, but I thought you had, like, TV volume up.
No, do you want the TV on?
No. All right, so, Dave, I want to ask you another question on Gerard Mayo. He said something in regards to being the first black head coach. And he said, of course I see color. If you don't see color, then you don't see racism. What are your thoughts on that?
All right, we're getting into politics here, bro. Don't try to sneak one in on me.
First of all, you got to change that. The first black Patriots head coach.
Yeah, first head coach for the Patriots. I thought I said that.
No, you just said head coach.
Yeah, you said first black head coach.
Yeah.
But obviously, we're talking about the Patriots.
Yeah.
But I don't even understand that. If you don't see color, you don't see racism.
Yeah, that's what he said.
So is that kind of like a class half full type of thing?
Yeah, I don't like.
Was that maybe a shot at Robert Kraft?
No,
I don't think so because Robert Kraft hangs out with like Meek Mill and a bunch of other people.
Yeah, but Robert Kraft though, like he controls it, but like he could have hired anybody anytime, even before Robert Kraft, before the owner before Robert Kraft.
Yeah, I think the organization, but this comes back to when I said. I could see a lot of head coaches becoming like being younger because of the new style of play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Bill Belichick he's old school. He had a certain way of running things.
And he still does not have pen and paper.
Yeah. That way would have never have changed. So maybe they see it as a different point of view.
But now with the whole Dallas keeping McCarthy, where do you think he goes now?
Who, Belichick?
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about the Falcons right now. He's got a second interview coming up.
That wouldn't be a bad team.
Yeah, everyone's saying Atlanta would be the favorite.
I just think they have a team right now. I think they are a quarterback shy away from maybe making a decent run.
No.
The division's weak. They have a decent offense. Offense is decent. You can't say it's not. They utilize Bijan Robinson the right way. If they utilize London and Pitts, I think they could be a good offense. Defensively, they're not that bad either. Their front's pretty good. They will probably work out the corners a little bit, but not too much.
Yeah. I don't know, I just don't like that move.
What, for Belichick going there? Or
I like it for him, but I just don't think it's going to be a good thing.
It's a weak division, though.
I don't think that team has what it takes to win.
Yeah, but look at freaking Belichick when he was in the East.
Different.
Jets suck. Freaking Dolphins sucked. How is it different?
You're going to a team with Atlanta that doesn't really have a legit starting quarterback in the NFL.
What do I just said? They go get a quarterback or draft one.
What is their draft pick number?
But who's going to really make a difference? Russell Wilson? Come on.
Who's the better coach? Sean Payton or Bill Belichick?
Belichick, but he's past his prime, realistically.
How's it past his prime?
What if you bring a guy like Kirk Cousins in?
Yeah, they go bring Kirk Cousins in there.
Then that could be a different story, but still, I don't see the difference.
I think even with Wilson, I think they still have a good chance. Oh, what the hell happened?
Nah, I was just going back to the regular camera. I still heard you.
Even with Wilson, I think he still could. They could still contend.
I don't know.
Buccaneers would be the only team I see threatening. The Saints, maybe, but Carolina's going to be the next couple 3 to 5 years before they're even that good.
So, who you think should go in the first round? First round pick.
Depends what the Bears do with their option. Either they pick up Caleb Williams or they stick with Fields and go get either a lineman or they go get another receiver.
Because I've been saying they go get Marvin Harrison Jr. first pick.
They could. I mean, DJ Moore, him.
He's not worthy of going number one.
Why not?
He's not worthy of going number one.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
He's the number one wide receiver in college.
Yes, but he's not worthy of going number one at this rate.
Why?
Because the Giants have the fifth pick.
Oh, that's why. He's good. Dude, even if he doesn't fall, he's going to Arizona, if anything. If he's not going first, number one pick, he's going to Arizona.
I don't know, because Arizona might want a quarterback.
Arizona's keeping Murray. Murray showed this year when he came back that he's for real. They just need help with the offense. That's what it is. I think he helps because you're gonna have Brown still there. That's gonna be good. He's still productive.
They were trying to move Kyler Murray before, and then they gave him the contract extension.
Yeah, but now I think with their head coach, I think if you're smart, keep Murray, and then you should bring another receiver, and you're gonna have a good tandem. And then James Conner still be in there. James Conner's still a good running back.
Yeah, James Conner's a good running back, but he got no receivers over there.
Brown.
The receivers they had over there were acting as running backs.
Yeah, but now you're not going to be like that because you're going to have Brown that's going to be receiver, and then you're going to have freaking Harris.
I'm sorry.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Brown didn't do anything last year.
True, but we'll see.
All right, we are going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to play our favorite game. Okay. We will be right back.
going for the Super Bowl.
Hold on. Because that's not what Rodgers said. Rodgers said, I just care about winning the MVP. I don't care about winning.
No matter. I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
And I was like, oh, God, how do I stop this? So well,
look at that water behind me, James.
But to go and like react from a fiscal standpoint and from a civil rights standpoint to close everything, I find it hard to get behind.
Democrats. Thanks to Democrats. Well, thanks to the Democrats, by the way.
Nancy Pelosi should not be 84 years old and still be sitting as the House Speaker.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Actually, you know, like, can get in there and like do things. You know, like Donald Trump Jr. Like
Puerto Rican. You're Latino.
I'm an American.
I would like Ivanka to run.
Yeah, Ivanka or Tulsi Gabbard. She's
all right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by Unsolicited Role Models, the role models you may not want, but you may just need. It is now time for my favorite game, Immaculate Grid, and now we are doing some baseball. Baseball edition. All right, this one looks like it's easy. All right, so I'm going to start this, and then next we'll go to Jimmy, who played for the Mets and the Dodgers. I am going to go with, you could go with Justin Turner, but I'm going with everybody's favorite Met, Curtis Granderson.
Oh, everybody's favorite Yankee.
Sure. All right, Jimmy, what one do you think you could guess correctly?
200 career wins.
Verlander?
On what? San Fran?
I mean, not
on the Mets?
Yeah, on the Mets. Because he played over there, right?
Yeah.
Does that count? I mean,
I don't know if it counts. It probably does. It's whole, his whole career.
He did. San Fran Scherzer?
Who?
Scherzer, right? Not Scherzer.
For San Fran.
What's his name that just went back over there?
I'm thinking San Fran.
No, I'm thinking Houston.
We're going to get the Mets out of the way, and it's going to be hard with the frickin' the Pirates and the, I mean, Padres and the Giants.
2,000 career strikeouts.
You might as well go. Damn. Might as well go Verlander and the Mets again.
Are you allowed to?
I would think so. I don't know.
I think you only have one. I don't think you have both.
Oh, what about Tom Glavin?
Yeah.
He's had over 2,000 strikeouts, right?
I think so.
And he played with the Mets in like 06, 07.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay, all right, so we got the Mets out of the way.
Yeah, got the easy ones out of the way.
Well, thank you, San Fran pitching.
San Fran pitcher.
Oh, I have one in my head. I just can't think of his name.
I don't know if he has 200 career wins, though.
Who?
Barry Zito.
Try it. Doesn't hurt.
They asked me. No, they asked me what.
I know.
No, Barry's. Barry Zito didn't have it.
Oh.
And it goes up and up.
What's his name? He was on Diamondbacks. Who else did he play?
I'm trying to think about the freaking like the hair on the Giants.
I was thinking of Randy Johnson, but I don't know if he played over there.
Yeah, he played for the Giants.
The try Randy Johnson. That's definitely, yeah.
Did he play for the Giants? I know he played for the Diamondbacks.
He did.
Yeah. 2,000 career strikeouts.
What pitchers do we know from the Padres?
How it's going to work, because I did drop the... Trying to think. My car
stuff. I didn't drop that's hard.
Who played for the Dodgers and the Giants? I feel like there's somebody, I just don't know
who. Who played for the Dodgers and freaking Padres? Yeah.
I saw that.
I don't know.
Now we need Jonathan because he probably would
have
gotten.
He would have a couple.
Oh.
Where did David Wells play? Padres?
You could have went with Manny Machado because he got traded in 2000.
For who?
He got traded to the Dodgers, lost in that World Series against the Red Sox, I think.
Okay, try it. Doesn't know.
But Dave said David Wells.
Machado's a different position.
Doesn't matter.
We're going to go with
Machado for the player.
You said David Wells, though.
I meant pitching. Pitching.
Yeah, but does he have 200 career wins?
Yeah, but you put him for saves, and I mean, you should have put Machado in the Dodgers, Padres, and then Wells in the 200 plus career wins.
Wow.
I don't know if you could do it twice.
Pitcher.
See, you should have put David Wells in that spot.
I'm trying to. There's one pitcher in my head. I just can't think of his name.
Oh, I know a pitcher.
Good. But type it in.
I don't know if he got. He played with them, but I don't know if that would count.
Doesn't matter. We're already at, we have three left to go anyway. Just try it. There he is.
Who played for the Dodgers and Giants?
Seager, maybe? Not Seager.
I don't know.
That's a tough one. Cause
not Hunter Pence.
I can't think of one. Let them put her where she...
Yes.
Oh, Jock Peterson.
You're looking it up.
No, because he played for them. He just played. He played with them. He played with Atlanta.
Yeah, type it in then.
Because he beat the Rays in the 2020 World Series. That's the only reason. That's the only reason I know.
Now we got one left. Pitcher over 2,000 for both Giants and Padres.
Well, just think of a San Fran pitcher this year that was their ace. That's that 2000.
Their ace?
We're getting the closer, too.
Closer?
Bargardner?
We'll go for it.
Bargardner for the Giants?
He probably has over 2,000 strikeouts. No, he don't.
Oh, I got
he
no. did. It's there. It's there.
He did.
Oh, you got it?
Yes, yeah. It's there. Bargardner. I knew it was. That's what I was thinking of too.
So we missed one.
Yeah,
which could have been a couple people. Could have been David Wells there.
Well, let's look.
Jake Peavy.
Oh.
And Manny Machado. You could have used the Manny Machado spot.
You could have. Oh well, we did go. We had one.
We would have got an immaculate if you would have just switched it, bro.
I know.
All right.
He goes with baseball. I mean, we went with football. We probably got it.
You don't waste the pitcher in a two-team spot. You waste the pitcher in a pitcher spot.
I like how we're doing baseball when it's football season right now.
All right, let's see what we got football.
Oh, God. Another? All right,
why not?
We can do another one.
We'll do a football one.
Will it be an easy one?
Wow.
Okay. I got a couple in my head.
You got the Steelers.
All right. Well, all right.
Well, I'm doing this one.
What's that one?
Joe Burrow.
Of course he is. That's just an eh. Oh. All right.
So Ben Roethlisberger.
Steelers. You can put Ben. Yeah, you can put Ben there too. Steelers, Raiders. You could do. Joe Flacco. Okay. Steelers, Raiders, Martavius Bryant. Ravens, Saints, Mark Ingram.
He's probably got the list.
No, I have the list. If I'm talking to you, you would know. Bengals, Saints. Bengals, Raiders. Oh, there is a Bengals, Raiders. I can't think of him. Answer any questions you have. It helps you choose the one that's right for you. Oh, Bengals, Saints.
I know who you
got. Safety.
You can go with Eli Apple, but I'm going with Andy Dalton.
You can do Andy Dalton. But I was also thinking, no, not Eli Apple. Eli Apple went to the Dolphins. You're thinking of Jerome Bell.
Jerome? You mean Von Bell?
Von Bell. That's it, Jerome. Von Bell. That's what I meant. That's what I was thinking of.
Must be nice.
Raiders. I think I know a Raiders.
Wait, Saints Steelers. Come on. We got to have a backup quarterback.
Saints Steelers? Who do you got? Who's in the middle?
Carson Palmer.
Ravens. Raiders. I have one. Give me a second. Oh, I just had it in my head too.
Who?
Hold on. Give me. I want to say, didn't either Randy Moss or. I'm thinking of one more. But I think Randy Moss play for the Raiders and for the Ravens? No, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm confusing myself.
You thinking Devontae Adams?
No, Adams never played for the Ravens.
Yeah, but he's there now, and he's almost a Randy Moss kind of guy.
Yeah. Steelers, Saints. That's a toughy one.
Right. Any backup quarterbacks? Any running backs?
Yeah, he has one. Who's he put in?
Crabtree?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good. I forgot.
He went there after Sam. I think San Fran. San Fran, then Vegas, then Baltimore, or the other way around.
He's right. Crabtree did go there.
Well, is that a 9% guess?
Yeah.
Saint Steelers. Damn, I should know this one.
You should.
Oh, I know it. Something more. Because he played for the Saints and the Steelers. Oh, my God. What's his first name?
He played with Matt Moore?
Who?
Matt?
No, just put in Moore and then give me the first names. Matt is it not Matt Moore. No, just put in Moore.
M-O-O-R-E?
M-O... It's
Matt Moore.
His last name starts with Moore. It's more like M O O R E.
Oh, I got one.
Who?
I don't know if he played for the Saints, but he played for the Steelers.
Wait. Type it in. Tell me who it is.
Emmanuel Sanders. He was all over the place.
Did he play for the Saints, though?
I don't know, but he was all over the place.
I don't know if he played for the Saints, though.
He played for the Steelers, and he went to the Niners, I think.
But I only play for the Saints, though.
Do you want to waste it, or do you want to go with the Moore guy?
Who's Moore? Matt Moore?
No, type in Moore. I don't know his first name, but he played for the Saints, and he played for the Steelers.
Moore. I like Sanders.
But I don't like it's Sanders. All right, give me the names. Larry Moore.
Brandon Moore, Lance Moore.
Lance Moore?
Got it. Who else is down there? Who were the top guys?
Sanders.
It was Sanders.
Emmanuel Sanders.
I didn't know he played for the Saints, though.
Mark Ingram's up there, too.
Yeah, well, Mark Ingram, because I forgot he went from the Saints to the Baltimore.
Marcus Peters.
I forget. I forgot about him.
So we got almost all of them.
Oh, he went hockey? Oh, I'm not going to know this.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm not going to know any of them.
Yeah, Doug.
All right. Let's see.
This is all Doug.
Yeah, this is all me. We're going to go with Carey Price. I like Brian Elliott for this. Nope.
Ooh.
Get ready to the pick. Yeah, this is all you, Doug. I'm not going to know any of these.
Rangers, Montreal. Oh, this is difficult. Well, who's 30 wins? Let's go with Jordan.
All right, all you, Doug. I know hockey, but I don't know all the players.
All right, Marc-Andre. It has to be Marc-Andre.
You do Fleury. Right, Fleury. Yeah, Fury's on there. Fury should be on there.
Oh.
You're telling me Montclair Fleury's on there? All right, that's 30 plus. He should have. Dave's talking to his wife, I think.
You know what they say, happy wife, happy life.
Hey. Dave's just happy he doesn't have to do a 4:30 start tomorrow.
I'm trying to think. Blues? Damn, this is hard.
Bro, you can't get expert. We're not going to help. Dave doesn't know nothing, and I don't know players.
Who played for the Rangers and Canadians?
I think it was Stu.
Oh, it is Stu.
Yeah, Stu. I think it's Pibbage.
No, Bickle.
Nope.
No, Pibbage.
Nope.
I'm trying to think. Who played for these teams?
Listen, we should just went off with a dub with the football one, all right?
Yeah, but I'm surprised I don't know any of these.
Bro, it's hard with all these players. It's a big roster.
That's like us trying to do soccer.
Yeah. Dave would probably get some of the players. I'll be like this.
All right, let's see. Who played for Montreal?
How about Hagelin? Carl Hagelin played for
No, Canadians? he played for Pittsburgh and Anaheim.
He also played for Tampa, too.
None of the what the Tampa Penny?
Maybe you should just give up.
No, I can't give up.
Dude, there's no way. If you get like one more, I'll be impressed. Without looking it up, Doug.
I'm not.
Bullshit.
No, I'm not. I'm really not.
I see the glances over your glasses.
No, I'm not.
Must be nice.
Yeah, see? Caught him in the act.
No, I'm not though. I would have gotten this by now.
He strings a lawn, and then he's going to pull.
Oh, I got one.
There, see?
No, because this is easy. He went to he was a Devil, then he went to the Rangers. Then the Rangers traded him to Montreal for Ryan McDonough.
Stringing us along.
Dave, he looked it up, Dave.
No, everyone knows he got traded for Ryan McDonough.
Dave, do you know about that?
He don't follow hockey.
I don't even know who McDonough is.
So you just said everyone.
He played for the Rangers and the Canadians.
If you get Blues, Carolina, or any of the Minnesotas, I'll be impressed.
Must be nice.
I don't know, honestly.
30 plus win season
for the Wild. Oh, I think I know. I have no idea if he even got 30.
Your final guess there, Doug.
He played. Oh shit! Which one is it? Yeah, Nick. I think he, I don't know if he got 30 wins.
Just do it. Just roll your last guess. Dice.
I don't know if that's the right Backstrom.
Just do it. Do it.
No, his name is Nicholas Backstrom, but this may not be the right guy. This could be the guy on the Capitals.
Try it.
No, because he didn't retire in 2024.
Listen, this is your last guess.
No, he didn't retire. They both have the same names.
2024 is present time, bro.
Yeah, so it's this guy right here. 2007 to 2016.
You got it?
Woo!
Oh, I did.
You got it.
Now, who's the other? Who's the other three?
Oh, I'm surprised I didn't know that. That I knew. Oh, how did I forget Zuccarello?
I forgot Zuccarello went there. He started with started with Minnesota, I think, didn't he?
Yeah.
And now that's that. Hey, we're missing a boy. Where the f is he, Dave?
Yeah, where did Jonathan go?
Last I saw him, he was in Section F.
So we're going to take our last commercial break, and then when we come back, we'll have some final thoughts, some predictions, maybe a hot take if you guys want to throw one in there. We'll be right back. Now it's time for our must be nice moment of the day. So far, this has been our agenda.
If the Saints play good, I'm going to move with the Saints.
Different names. That's the only difference. They have to file. It's like Devil Rays and Rays.
They have to file it.
Must be nice.
What does that mean, must be nice?
All right, David, let's see if we have our must be nice moment of the day. Last week it was Joe Burrow, the next Andrew Luck. What do we have for us today, boys?
Yeah, Dave.
I don't got nothing. Nothing that crazy, I tell you that much.
You got something, don't you?
I don't think so.
Go ahead.
I got none right now. Jimmy, you always got the good ones.
I'm once in a while, I'm good. I'm good this one.
I got one.
Here we go.
I got one. Who's going to get riled up? David Mendoza.
Going to the Yankees.
No, I think the Los Angeles Lakers are done.
They just won again.
Yeah, but the NBA is so weird this year. If the Lakers are making the playoffs, it's in the play-in.
Still a lot of basketball left. What, 7 weeks left?
Yeah, but still, I don't see them going anywhere.
They didn't even hit the All-Star break yet.
Don't matter. They're done. They're washed up. LeBron's showing his age.
But they won like 2 games in a row, I believe. The last 2 games.
They're in a 10th spot right now. They can still go up.
Don't matter.
We've seen worse. We've seen Dallas get knocked out of like the 5th spot. Yeah, and not make the play-in tournament.
You can't say that.
Yeah, with Kyrie.
That whole division's wide open.
Yeah, but it's the NBA is weird this year. A lot of teams are under 500. A lot of teams are inconsistent. Who's your real contender? Maybe Minnesota, Denver, Boston, Milwaukee, Cleveland?
Okay,
you can't say Cleveland. Why? How are you saying Cleveland right now?
Because they have one of the best records in the East.
I had to concur on that one. Boston and Milwaukee have the best records in the league right now. The Knicks and them have the same record.
I think the Lakers are done.
You can think that all you want. You thought Tampa Bay was going to win the World Series. So come on.
Never said that.
Yes, you did.
But what I did say was Jordan Love and the league and the Packers were going to go farther in the playoffs than Aaron Rodgers and the Jets.
Well, I think we all knew that.
Yeah, I think we kind of – oh, we'll see next year if Rodgers can stay healthy, what they could do. Because I was hearing that – I was hearing talks that there might be a trade going through for Adams.
Listen, I'm tired of hearing all this Rodgers news. This just proves that nobody should even have spoke about the man.
True. But that was the biggest – that's the biggest thing we had going for a good while.
Yeah.
Since it was all media. February last year.
All media, all propaganda.
Draft. Yeah. No, I agree.
And we all realized that there's nothing to worry about.
Well, do you think when Rodgers does come back for this tickly season, the 24-25 season – do you think they present a threat?
I don't think they still make the playoffs. Still think they miss.
I still don't see the Jets going anywhere.
We'll see, because I mean, if they could assure that line, get a better line, Hall's going to be a decent running back, like he was, like towards the end of the season, to the last 5 weeks. Oh, I get the video. My bad.
Yeah. No, I'm setting it up.
Okay, but like the last five, like. Weeks, Hall's been pretty good. I mean, do we expect that even with the Jets with the quarterback issues, they still went what, like 7-8 or 7-9?
Yeah, but you still got Cincinnati you got to deal with it once they're healthy.
Yeah, and they were 9-8, and they missed the playoffs.
Yeah. Is it crazy that Tampa is the number one in their conference, 9-8, and then Cincinnati's 9-8 last in their division?
Yeah.
Well, that's the only good thing, too, for Cincinnati for next year. They'll get the weaker schedule.
All right, so last night, well, I'm a season ticket holder, and I have the free access to give people birthday wishes. So last night at the Devil game, we gave our boy David Fisher a birthday shout-out. He's coming up.
Freddy Krueger's brother.
I'm not lying.
Oh, I don't see Fisher up there.
He should have just played it when his name popped up.
There he is.
Fisher.
David Fisher's birthday shout out.
Oh, no, you
happy birthday, David.
You didn't do one for Mendoza for his party, for his birthday.
When's his birthday?
It already passed.
November.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. If us three or four of us go to a Devils game together as a group, one of your names will be up there, so pay attention.
Oh, no, well, that's if we all go, because somebody's birthday's coming up.
Well, it's going to be someone's name. It could be Jonathan. Who knows?
Big birthday shout out?
Yeah.
Oh,
we'll see. We'll see.
But David was last week, so this one counts.
True. I didn't realize, too, because our supervisor is doing something for everybody's birthday for this month. I didn't realize we have so many. Because usually January is like a lot of people aren't like really born around January. They're like more or less becoming pregnant around January.
They getting pregnant around February.
Yeah, that too. January, because it's cold. It's cuffing season.
Yeah, well, it's also Valentine's Day.
Yeah, true. Is it weird it's on a Wednesday this year?
Not really.
No, because that means freaking we could go out and get freaking drunk on Valentine's Day.
Oh, well, that's true. That's right. We're off on Thursday.
Yep.
I'm not. Well,
yeah, you're off the next day, so you're fine.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
You can celebrate that night.
Yeah. So, I was born in September, so that means 9 months.
I'm the next one up.
Oh, must be nice.
I'm this month.
Look who finally showed up.
1 hour and 8 minutes into the show.
My God. Freaking easy.
Fuck, guys.
You missed a lot. We had a special guest. We actually had Aaron Rodgers on the show.
You had a special guest. Who's that?
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, well, you got to watch the episode to find out.
We had Rodgers on here for a little bit.
It was Stu.
It was Sucka.
Damn, Stu, man.
Yeah, Pidbitch.
But we were just talking about what were we talking about? Well, my birthday was in September.
Dave's November.
Yours is when?
Mine?
No, Jonathan. October.
September, October, November.
Oh, we're pretty January. Close.
January.
Jimmy's this month.
I'm the end of this month.
The end? What day? The 28th?
The 30th.
So how long is the show going to be going on now? Because I was going to end it, and then Jonathan joined us.
And does he have any hot
takes? Go ahead. I wanted to show face, bro.
Jonathan have a hot take?
A hot take.
Yeah, do you have anything that you want to, not like a top last week's one, but.
Pacers basketball.
Oh, that's a good one.
Pacers make it to, I think they're going to go far.
Because they picked up, what's his name?
Siakam.
Siakam.
And they didn't have to give anybody up for that.
No, they didn't really give up just bench players.
Siakam.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
To give up bench players, that's actually that's good because they're already decent this year. They're like what in like number four in their division.
Yeah, and they gave up. You mean the conference? They gave up three.
Yeah, conference.
Six,
excuse me.
But that's not bad for Siakam. It's not bad.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's an extra role player they could use.
Yeah.
All right. So why we have while we have Jonathan here.
Uh-oh.
All right. Hold on.
He's doing another Immaculate Grid.
All right, Jonathan, give me your Super Bowl bracket. All right. So who do you think's going to win between the Packers and Niners?
The Niners.
Detroit, Tampa.
Detroit.
Kansas City, Buffalo.
I don't know, man. I don't know anymore.
Yeah, I don't know either with Kansas City.
Fuck. I'm still gonna go with the Bills though.
Houston, Baltimore.
And this will be the upset for me, Texans.
All right. Detroit, San Fran.
Detroit.
Houston, Buffalo.
Houston or Buffalo. Damn. I'm going to go with Buffalo.
All right, Super Bowl, Detroit or Buffalo?
That would be a weird Super Bowl.
Yeah, it would be.
I should have picked the Texans. I will go with the Bills.
Not bad. Jonathan's still riding with Detroit. All right, so that was Jonathan. Now we're going to be joined by Jimmy, David, and Jonathan again. So, boys, it is now time before we head out. Let's do it.
Karaoke. Oh.
One more?
But what can we do with now?
Let's see what we got. Basketball.
That's Jonathan's realm.
That's
Jonathan's all right. Realm. Let's see.
All right. Easy. Suns
and Nets. Kevin Durant.
KD.
Suns and Nuggets. Suns and Nuggets.
5,000 plus assists?
Will it be Booker?
No.
5,000
like Booker plus will be the
Suns and 5,000 plus assists will be Chris Paul.
What about Barkley for the Suns?
Who played for the Suns and the Nets?
You just said a KD.
Nuggets Suns.
The Nuggets and the Suns? I'm trying to think. Who do you got? Yeah,
Chris Paul's a good one.
Oh, who played for the Spurs and the Nets? Richard Jefferson, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you can say that, yeah.
Yeah, Richard Jefferson.
Oh, what's his name from the Spurs had the assist too?
Tony Parker?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
That 5,000 plus assists for the Trailblazers probably have to
Vince
be
Carter?
No.
I was thinking Brandon Waugh.
Oh, no, that's Portland. I'm sorry. I'm thinking Portland.
But he got hurt.
Brandon Roy?
Yeah, he got hurt.
Yeah, he had an amazing career and would have had a really long, amazing career, but he got shot up.
I mean, why you could put Dame there?
Yeah, well, I'll put Dame.
He don't have 5,000.
Yeah,
you don't think so?
Yeah, he does, bro.
No, he don't.
You don't think so?
There's no way.
What do you mean? There's no way he played? He played his entire career there, bro.
Shit, he's really got 5,000.
He played his entire career there.
He played for a long time.
Trailblazers and Nets, it would be what's this guy's name?
I was gonna say Jason Kidd, but I don't think he played that
no.
Are we counting the New Jersey Nets too?
No. Yeah, it's still the same organization.
Same organization.
Oh, I guess okay, so
yeah, because you got Richard Jefferson in there.
I'm trying to think.
So if that's the case, then
Nets Blazers.
Yo, Spurs is hard because Spurs players were loyal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Bruce Bowen.
What, for the Spurs and Nuggets?
Yeah, try that. Maybe not. I don't know.
Bruce Brown? You mean?
No, Bowen?
Yeah, it may not be. His name might not be Bruce. Fuck. No, it was Bruce.
It wasn't Bruce Bowen. Brown. He said you think Bowen. It's... No.
We only got two left. Suns in Denver? I don't know, bro.
Oh, he's got one.
Trailblazers and
any other
Lumley.
You looked that up.
No, he played with the Nets. He played with the he got drafted by the Nets. Then he played with the Blazers. He played with someone else too. Cleveland, I think.
How about Blazers and Nuggets?
Blazers and Nuggets.
That's me.
I don't know.
Nuggets.
Blazers and not Allen Iverson.
What?
No. What about Andrew Gordon? Where do you play for?
Aaron Gordon? Gordon. Aaron Gordon played for the Magic before going to.
Oh, we got an easy one. I'm surprised no one guessed this.
For what, Nuggets and Blazers?
Yeah, Carmelo Anthony. He played with the Blazers at the end of his career.
Oh, he did play for the Blazers. He's
that's
right.
Crazy, yeah.
I forgot about the Carmelo Anthony. Yep.
Who we missed?
We missed Houston, Denver. Oh, Allen Iverson. I forgot he played for the Suns.
Was that Tony Craig? Or Tommy Craig?
Torrey Craig.
I can't read that, bro. It's a little.
Torrey Craig, yeah.
I can read it.
Yeah, because you're in front of a laptop.
Yeah, say, we're like freaking...
Antonio McDyess for the Nuggets and Spurs. Nets and Spurs, you could have went with LaMarcus Aldridge.
The football want me to be...
I was thinking about him, too.
Steve Nash.
Yeah, John, you missed the football one we did. We actually got our first perfect.
All right, you want to do a football one for him?
Nah, he was telling me about...
Yeah, that's one,
and we end the show.
Yeah.
Well, not that one. We did that one already. It was like a good one.
Boof.
All right, Colts, Denver, Peyton Manning.
Easy.
5,000 receiving yards.
That's Jimmy's guy right there.
You could put Marvin Harrison Sr.
Yeah. And then Colts and Falcons.
All of one in my head. Hold on. There's one in my head.
Colts and
Tennessee,
Falcons,
isn't Hopkins over there now?
Where, Tennessee? And, yeah. And,
no, for 5,000.
Oh, for 5,000 in Tennessee?
Oh, Julio Jones. Tennessee and Falcons, Julio Jones.
Yeah.
There you go.
Tennessee
Falcons is Julio Jones.
Right in the middle.
Yep, right in the middle.
Chargers and
Denver. Chargers, Denver.
Melvin Gordon.
Yes, Melvin Gordon, that's a good one.
Where's DeAndre Hopkins right now? In Tennessee, right?
He's in Tennessee. Where did he get drafted? Yeah. Oh, Houston. No, he started in Houston.
No, but he's in Tennessee right now, right?
Yeah.
But there's no Houston on there. Oh, for...
Yeah, but 5,000 plus...
You could put Hopkins
career.
There.
You could put Hopkins. Who?
Hopkins.
Hopkins.
DeAndre Hopkins.
D-Hop. Oh, and also you could probably put Antonio Gates for the Chargers.
Yeah, for sure. Antonio Gates for the Chargers. That's a good one. Chargers and Falcons, I don't know, though.
I might have one for Chargers and Falcons. I have to go deep in my data bank.
Oh, what about that kicker?
What kicker?
Young Koo him?
Young Hoku?
Yeah.
He didn't play for the Colts.
No, the Chargers and Falcons.
Yeah, I think he got drafted by the Chargers.
Did he?
Go ahead, try it out.
Oh, how do you spell it?
Cool. Yeah. K-O-O.
Yeah, can you just make K-O-O, K-O-O and it should pop up.
Nah.
Yep, there he is.
Yeah, I think he got drafted by the Chargers.
Tennessee. So
Tennessee and Denver.
Is there a defensive player? I think there's a defensive player we're missing.
DeMarcus Ware?
He didn't play. Oh, he didn't play for Tennessee. He didn't play for Tennessee.
Oh.
Falcons, Colts.
Chris Johnson?
Oh, how do we? No, it's quarterback.
Oh, Matt Ryan?
Matt Ryan.
Yeah, yep. Matt Ryan. That's fucking crazy. Right. Tennessee and Denver. Tennessee and Denver.
Not Wes Welker, right?
No. Wait. I don't think he played for Tennessee, though.
Is there a running back?
Future Derrick Henry.
Yeah. That's the future pick. Yo, that would be crazy.
Imagine it works, bro.
Yo, imagine that would be weird.
That's how you know it's scripted.
Denver and Tennessee.
That's a hard one. I almost said Tlaib, but I don't think that's it either. I don't think he played for Tennessee.
I don't know.
I almost said Mike Vrabel, but I don't think he played for Denver. Wait, could it be a head coach too? Or has he be a player?
I don't know. Probably a player. I'm trying to think. Broncos.
I don't know why Chris Johnson's popping my head.
I know he played for the Jets, but Eric Decker didn't play for the Titans, right?
No way, I think he did play for Tennessee. He might have. I think. Oh, who played? Don't put it in yet, because I don't want to.
He played for the Broncos and he played for the Jets. Broncos,
but I don't think he played for. I don't know if he played for Tennessee though. Damn! Why can I?
What about Wesley Woodward?
Who the fuck is that?
Yeah, who's Wesley Woodward?
Did he play? He played defense.
Woodward?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, this guy.
He looked it up. Come on, you don't pick no name.
Yeah, come on, dog.
Wesley Woodward.
True.
Right.
You looked it up.
No, but he played for Tennessee, though. Right?
Did he play for Denver?
I don't know.
Chad Pennington.
Oh, I'm really liking Eric Decker.
Jonathan said Chad Pennington.
I don't know. He played for the Jets of Miami.
What about Pac-Man Jones?
Is Jonathan waiting in the... waiting room?
Oh, where is he?
Check the waiting room. Jesus Christ. Damn.
Tennessee, Denver. Last one.
Chad Pennington?
I don't think he did.
it's not Chad.
He went to the Jets of Miami and he retired.
Yeah, it was Jets of Miami.
What about Eric Decker?
So put him in.
Put him in, you fucking cheater.
No, but I don't know if he played for them. That's my thing.
You're more of a cheater than Tyreek Hill.
Yo, chill.
No, but who did he play for?
I don't know. Just pick him, bro.
Eric Decker played for the Jets and the Broncos. Need someone.
Do you try to say Chris Humphrey? Is that what you're trying to say?
Eric Decker. Chris Humphrey's a basketball player.
No, but there's another Humphrey I'm thinking of, too. Oh, well.
Dave, you got one?
No, I gave you my best one.
Who should we go with?
Should go with Decker.
Go with Decker.
Because he played for the Broncos. He played for the Jets.
I don't know who the word is, bro.
Or that woodpecker guy you were mentioning before.
Let's see.
He got it.
Immaculate.
He did play for Tennessee.
That's crazy.
We got paint
another man. Perfect bracket.
Marvin Gordon again?
Oh, Keenan Allen we could have went with.
Melvin Gordon?
Yeah, we're idiots.
Yeah, but Tony Gates isn't a bad one either.
Nah. That's how you know we're old heads, bro.
Yeah, we went with the older players.
Yeah, we went with the old guys.
Yeah, that's how you know we're old heads.
Must be nice.
All right, boys. It's always a pleasure.
All right, fellas. See you. Even though it was for 10 minutes, it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, it was fun while it lasted. Thanks for joining us.
Anytime, fellas.
All right. As always, the Doug Strava Show is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by
Unsolicited Role Models. Role models you may not want, but you may just need.
Must be nice.
And for everyone, let's get ready to suck it!
Is that what you said to your grandmother before?
Yeah.
Yo. What the
No, you missed it, Jonathan. Shoot, they were going at it.
No, we were not going at it. I
that
just
was a special guest. That was a special guest. Telling your grandma.
No, do you want to know who our special guest was? Hold on.
It was Ralph.
Who?
Ralph.
Ralph.
No, you missed our special guest.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'll get it for you. Hold on.
It was Lickmai.
No, we're gonna pull it up. Hold on.
It was Stu.
It was Sucka.
Hold on. Let me get this.
Must right. be nice.
Because Jonathan wants to know, so...
R-U-N.
Hold on, let me get it. Can you guys, like, knock it off for a bit? I want to pull this up.
Now, if you could bend over and sit and spell that 3 times fast, that's impressive.
Yeah, I bet. All right, hold on. Right here.
Bend over and sit and spell that 3 times fast, that's impressive.
Yeah, I bet. All right, hold on. Hold on, right where is
bend
it?
Bend over and sit and spell that. 3 times.
Yo, what the fuck is that? Hold on. Let me get our... All right, here's our special guest. Here's our special guest.
What'd he say?
Nicole. I said, because you were born after they went undefeated, and that was it.
No. I was born in 71, and then they went undefeated in 72.
Nice.
All right, boys, that was a great episode. Jonathan, thank you for joining us later in the show.
10 minutes later, my ass.
Yeah, 10 minutes. Thanks, buddy. We'll see you guys next time. I still owe you guys drinks, so we didn't forget about that. Just so you guys know.
That's going to happen. Never.
It will happen. All right, boys, we'll see you next time. Must be nice.
This episode was brought to you by Nicole and Dave. Go Sports. For all your latest information surrounding the world of sports, talk to Dave.